I bet you've seen those in lakes, especially old lakes. And for them great big leaves, they'll be that big around, laying right on top of the water. And then when they're in bloom, those things are, they're beautiful, them great big blossoms. Yes. Yellow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chihuahuas.
Yes.
Is that Osage?
Well, it's that's what the Osages, they call them Chihuahuas. And I don't know what it means, Chihuahuas. They call them Chihuahuas. I don't know whether there's an English pronunciation or for the meaning for that, I don't know.
Pond lily, maybe, huh?
Well, I know that's where they come from, all right.
Or is that the nut itself that they call a chihuahua?
Well, they call them little, them nuts. They call them chihuahuas. Oh. Chihuahuas. That's right. But you've got to leave that, pod there until it's thoroughly dried. Really gets to be almost black. It gets almost black. And then you can pull that, just break that pod off of that stem, and there you've got that great big thing, and you start breaking it open, and it looks kind of like a stringy, kind of like a covering around a coconut. Mm-hmm. See, that thing when you tear it apart, it's kind of stringy and like a covering on a jacket on a coconut. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then them little nuts, so boy, you don't want to try to break them with your teeth, because you can't. They're hard to pop, but they're good, really. I've eaten a lot of them. My father liked them. We used to have some ponds up there, and where they grew, and we'd go hither them. We'd say, well, let's go get some cherry wallets. And some people, you couldn't have hired some people to went in those ponds or after those things, because they didn't bred snakes. It's kind of a snaky country. Makes a good protection for the snakes, you know, around and under them big old leaves.
Oh boy, I saw a big one last year. I bet he was 7 feet long.
Yeah.
Around those.
Yeah. But we went in and got them. We never thought about the darn snakes. We'd go get the jaywallies.
Were these poisonous snakes or just little nuisance snakes?
Well, I'm talking about them water snakes. Bet you that old cotton mouth moccasin, he's deathly poison. He's just as poison as a copperhead or a rattlesnake. The old cotton mouth. Now there is a moccasin, a water moccasin that's not poison. He'll bite you, but he's not any more poison than a black snake or a bull snake. But that old cotton mouth, he's a poison snake. And of course, I guess some people might have a little trouble distinguishing. The only way I can tell you that the cotton mouth, when he opens his mouth, his mouth's just as white inside as any piece of cotton you ever saw. That's where he got the name.
I made good time getting away from one of those.
Yes. Oh, I'm telling you, they're poison. They're just as poison as a rattlesnake or a copperhead, either one.
They're sure a filthy looking snake, aren't
they? Yeah, we've only got, of course, we're getting on another subject now. I guess we've only got four poisonous snakes on the North American continent, as I understand, and that's the cottonmouth and the rattler and the copperhead and the spread nighter. He's a poison snake too, but there are not many of them. I think they're almost extinct. I haven't seen one for years and years. I have killed them when I was a youngster. They just spread out. They'll just flatten out. That's where they get that name. They just kind of flatten out when you excite them. They get mad. They get flat. But I haven't seen one of them, for years and years and years and years. I imagine they're almost extinct and gone. But there's plenty of copperheads and rattlers. They hunt them for sport, that is, especially the rattler.
Yeah.
Down here in certain localities of Oklahoma.
I've never taken much pleasure in it.
No,
myself.
I don't think I'd enjoy that. If I was going to, I wouldn't mind to go hunt them, but I'd want to hunt them like I always hunt them with, and that's a good shotgun.
Yeah.